The Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation, or HART, is responsible for building and operating the rail transit system. The Honolulu City Council ultimately decides how much funding HART receives. Council Chair Ernie Martin says the mayor's power relative to rail is overrated.
From a public perception standpoint, when you're the mayor, I think people expect you to provide that level of leadership. Even though you may not have the legal authority, people still expect you to lead the charge, even though some of those key decisions will be made even before the election is over.
Martin is referring to the August 7th deadline for HART's recovery plan of alternatives to address the system's $1.5 billion shortfall. This plan was ordered by the Federal Transit Administration. Council member Ikaika Anderson, who represents Windward Oahu, says he will consider halting construction at Middle Street, but also favors the city taking over and finishing the system on our own.
On our own, I mean with city and state dollars, and also with significant contributions from the private sector. There are a number of developers that have been making a good amount of money in Kaka'ako. I think we can ask these folks to step up and help us reach Ala Moana.
City Council Budget Chair Ann Kobayashi wants to cap spending at $7 billion and stop rail construction at Middle Street. She's supporting former Congressman Charles DeJoux.
Shall we continue? Shall we keep throwing good money after bad? Do we tear it down? All of those alternatives he will look at, because we know that this affects our taxpayers big time.
Nearly half of the rail system's guideway is built to Aloha Stadium. Council member Brandon Elefante says he supports Mayor Kirk Caldwell, but thinks rail should be completed to Ala Moana Center.
A lot of the communities I represent are plantation towns, all the way from Waipahu to Aiea, but it's transformed over the decades. And it's important that we continue to keep those communities thriving by having an option like rail without having to worry about being stuck in traffic every day.
Council member Kimberly Pine also supports Caldwell, but disagrees with him on stopping at Middle Street and cutting off her constituents in West Oahu.
When Likelike Highway, Pali Highway, and H3 went over budget, somehow leaders found the political will to find other resources to fund the money other than raising local taxes. I am not seeing that for this particular project, and it seems like we always get the shaft.
Council Chair Martin, meanwhile, wants the rail project to be built through Dillingham Boulevard and the urban core. He says he's an optimist with regard to obtaining additional state funding.
Ultimately, what we want to do is connect the two major campuses, UH West Oahu and UH Manoa. I think it not only serves the city's interest, but it serves the state interest as well. I think the state would be willing to be a more active partner if the system was to go to UH Manoa.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.